There's little point in holding out hope for a recovery of the globally depressed economy that the developed world has enjoyed through the 20th century. So says Santa Rosa analyst and writer Richard Heinberg. He believes it's far better to be looking forward instead.
We're headed into an economy of declining consumption rates. Whether we plan for it or not, whether we want it or not, it's inevitable. We're depleting Earth's resources. We're changing the climate. But it doesn't have to be the end of the world. We could have an economy in which we consume less, but actually enjoy more satisfaction. We just have to plan for it.
The author of Peak Everything, The Party's Over, and most recently, The End of Growth, Heinberg sees prosperity in the future as something that will be both redefined and intensely localized.
We've got to come up with a fundamentally different economic model that's not based on increasing debt to increase consumption, that's not based on ever-increasing amounts of cheap fossil fuels because those are going away, that's more based on what economies really should be about, local people providing most of what they need for themselves and then importing luxury goods and high-ticket items from further away. That's how we lived for decades and centuries prior to the globalization boom of the last few decades. It's going to be how we will be living toward the end of this century.
This will also require rethinking how we prioritize and prepare for jobs and career paths.
We've given up good local jobs, manufacturing jobs, for the sake of cheaper stuff at Walmart. Well, the Walmart business model is going to be failing as transport fuels become more scarce and expensive. But there's a good side to that, which is that we will need to produce more of our stuff locally. That means more local manufacturing jobs. There's already a whole local food movement, a buy local movement, all sorts of efforts here in Sonoma County that are driving us really in the right direction.
Likewise, Heinberg adds, small-scale sustainable agriculture will again become a vital part of the local economy. And while digital technology, especially for communications, will remain critical, he predicts that it too will change radically.
We need to be putting a lot of thought into how to make the essential communications more robust and resilient, rather than just thinking about how to make our handheld devices more up-to-date with more gizmos and gadgets.
A key to the coming changes is to set aside gross domestic product, which really only measures spending, as a gauge of economic productivity, and substitute more humane benchmarks for economic success instead.
It's going to have to be an economy that is slower, more localized, an economy that thinks more about people's real needs and to help us achieve the goals that we all share, you know, a life that's worth living. And we can do that even as we consume less.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.